the rest of the story. It was a good thing Leslie's father had been giving him boxing lessons since the age of 4, because with a name like Leslie Towns and a proper British accent spoken in a voice that was high even for an 8-year-old, and the frilly English schoolboy clothing his mother made him wear, even though he now lived in Cleveland, all of these things considered, a young fella had to know how to fight. In fact, Leslie got pretty good with his fists. He began training seriously at Charlie Morata's athletic club on 79th Street. By the age of 16, he was lightning fast and graveyard deadly. By now, the British accent had faded and the voice had deepened. The Eton jacket and the short pants were outgrown. Now, it was time for the name to go as well. For his new identity, he chose the name Packy East, a tribute to the immortal prize fighter Packy McFarland. But Leslie was determined not to come up through the boxing ranks, as had so many half-awake palookas that he had seen shooting pool at Alhambra's. Leslie would do it the gentleman's way, the Ohio State amateur boxing matches. At the weigh-in, he missed the next lower weight class by only 3 pounds, but no matter, Leslie knew the kind of talent he was bringing into the ring, and no mere weight advantage would be enough to rescue an opponent. His first bout in the state championships, Packy East won by a clean pile-driving knockout in the first round. Next challenger, another KO, and another, until this teenage nobody in the fight game found himself in the semifinals, scheduled to put up his dukes in the main professional boxing arena downtown. Leslie, also known as Packy, read about his next opponent in the Cleveland Plain Dealer. His name was Happy Walsh. The article listed his record, and it was impressive. It mentioned his weight, almost the next class up, but it said nothing about how he'd gotten the nickname Happy. Leslie had heard once, but he'd forgotten. But it all came back to him in the second round of that first semifinal bout. Packy East had danced his way around Happy Walsh so far, but now it was time to get serious. Packy threw a hard right, the hardest he knew how. It landed squarely on Happy's chin. Then Leslie remembered why they called him Happy. Because every time he got slugged, he smiled. And it was smiling thus that Happy Walsh answered. He answered with a punch that Leslie never even saw. Nor did he recall the pail full of water that his corner man threw in his face. Nor would he remember being carried half-conscious from the ring, and yet he would never forget the first important decision thereafter. For that night, a self-confident teenager contender named Packy East changed his name back to Leslie Towns, and in so doing ended his boxing career forever. And still, it was one thing that nobody, least of all he, could ever have predicted. That through the lifetime since then, whenever he hit you, you smiled, or even laughed out loud. You never knew the fancy English lad who had to scrap to survive in Cleveland, nor the tough young would-be prize fighter whose dream was shattered by a fellow named Happy, but you do know instead the mirth master he became, Leslie Towns Hope, Bob Hope, and we all lived more happily ever after. Now you know the rest of the story. The rest of